Sanibonani, good wishes for the day, and welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema, and on today's headlines we have: a habitual burglary suspect has now turned out to be a serial rapist after he is linked to 18 cases of rape. 5 suspects arrested for post office armed robberies in the Free State, and police investigation intensifies as a father and toddler are shot and killed in Porter Hewell. Stay tuned as we bring you these and more in the South African Crime News Podcast. In Polokwane, a habitual burglary suspect has now turned out to be a serial rapist after he is linked to 18 cases of rape. The 25-year-old suspect, who on the 25th of May appeared in Giyani Magistrates Court following his initial arrest for several cases of burglaries he allegedly committed around the Giyani policing area, has now been positively linked to 18 more cases of rape. The alleged serial rapist was linked through forensic investigations following a lengthy investigation that commenced since his arrest in February 2020. The suspect was allegedly terrorizing community members in and around Tohoyando, Giyani, Makado, and Tzaneen clusters since 2014 and raped women aged between 19 and 90 years. His alleged modus operandi included attacking unsuspecting victims while collecting firewood in the nearby bushes, assaulting him. In one of the incidents that took place in the early hours of the 1st of January 2014 at a village in Vuani, an elderly woman aged 90 and staying with her daughter-in-law was raped. The suspect allegedly knocked at the house, pretending to be the victim's grandson. When she opened the door, he then grabbed and raped her. He thereafter fled the scene. He is expected to appear before the Giyani Magistrates Court on additional 18 counts of rape. He will also appear before other different magistrate courts on burglary and house robbery cases. During his court appearance in Giyani Magistrate Court on 7 charges of burglary, he was denied bail and his cases were postponed for further police investigations. The Acting Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Limpopo, Major General Jan Petrus Schippers, has commended the sterling investigative work done by the members, especially those attached to the Investigative Psychology Unit, the IPU, and the Serial and Electronic Crimes Investigation, the CECI, on the job well done. And in the Free State, 5 suspects arrested for post office armed robberies. 5 suspects aged between 24 and 64 have been arrested following 2 unrelated armed robberies which took place in Bloemfontein on Wednesday at Selo Sesha, just outside Tabankou and Enridge Park in Bloemfontein. 2 male suspects entered the local post office in Selo Sesha post office and pointed the security guard inside the building with a pistol and seized his pistol. A second security guard who was posted outside the building got suspicious, and when he entered the premises, he was overpowered and bundled into a manager's office after he was also threatened to open the counter door. The 2 suspects took a substantial amount of pension money and fled the scene in a car with no registration numbers. The local police were alerted about the robbery and managed to locate the getaway vehicle in Tabankou. Further investigations led the police to a house where the 2 suspects were apprehended. The police seized money believed to have been stolen from the post office, 2 pistols with live ammunition, a bulletproof, and the vehicle. Meanwhile, in an unrelated incident, a suspect was arrested following a robbery of another post office in Elridge Park in the morning. it reported that five armed suspects entered the post office and held the employees at gunpoint. The suspects then robbed the post office of a substantial amount of cash and fled the scene in a black sedan. The suspect's vehicle was found abandoned in Bato location. The vehicle, which was allegedly hijacked over the weekend in Bloemfontein, has been seized together with two unlicensed firearms. The Bloemfontein Serious Organized Crime Investigation Team is probing the two matters and the suspects are expected to appear in court soon. And our last headline looks at a police investigation intensifying as a father and toddler are shot and killed in Bonte Hiwo. Bishop Levis Police is hard at work probing a shooting incident where a two-year-old child died after he and his father came under fire last night in Bonte Hiwo in Cape Town. Reports at the disposal of the police indicate that a 31-year-old man was walking from a nearby shop on Bonte Hiwo Avenue at 9:15 p.m. carrying the child when a vehicle stopped next to them. Two unidentified males climbed out and started shooting at the pair. The father died on the scene and the injured child was taken to hospital. It was later reported that the child died at the Red Cross Children's Hospital from injuries sustained. Anyone with information that could assist in expediting the police investigation is urged to contact the investigating officer, Sergeant Lorenzo Ahensi, on 079-894-1776. In Limpopo, police have launched a search operation for a missing man. The South African Police Service at Sekgosese near Giyani under the Manekweng cluster have launched a search operation for a missing man, Mpho Gladwin Mabena, aged 28, from Takalang village, who was allegedly last seen on the 3rd of June at about 12:30 p.m. He reportedly left home without informing his father and family of where he was going. The types of clothes he was wearing at the time of the disappearance are unknown. The search operation was conducted at friends, relatives, and surrounding areas with no success. Anyone with information that can assist the police to locate this missing person may contact Warrant Officer Eric Mashao at 082-468-8684 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111 or report to the nearest police station. The police investigations and search operations are still continuing. And in Pretoria, an anti-corruption task team arrests senior police officers, company owners, and directors. During a pre-dawn operation this morning, eight members, a former Lieutenant General of the South African Police Service, and six private citizens were arrested on warrants of arrest issued on multiple charges including fraud, corruption, theft and money laundering. The National Commissioner of Police, General Kehla John Sithole, established a special anti-corruption task team under the leadership of Brigadier Tony Perumal following serious allegations of corruption and related crimes which date back to 2017. This team and its investigators have been supported by a prosecution team from the Investigative Directorate within the National Prosecuting Authority and the leadership of Advocate Hermione Cronje. Since 2017, this task team has been conducting a widespread intensive investigation into tender fraud related to the marking of police vehicles. During these investigations, nine members of the SAPS, including senior officers, private company directors, and employees, are alleged to have been involved in an elaborate act to defraud the state. This morning, during a pre-dawn raid, the task team simultaneously arrested the following suspects at their respective places of residence. Retired Lieutenant General Ramahlapi Johannes Mukwena, age 60, who is a former Divisional Commissioner of the Supply Chain Management Pretoria Head Office, was arrested in Retabile. Brigadier James Ramanjulam, aged 55, as a former Section Head Procurement, was arrested in Roy High School. Brigadier Jabez Naido, aged 49, who was a station commander of Point Police Station in KZN and a former SCM head in the Western Cape, was arrested in Durban. Brigadier Lesetja David Mokhotlane, aged 57, who was a section head of mechanical services, was arrested in Soshanguve. Colonel Thomas Dumisani Marima, who is 50, was a section commander in the Vehicles and Tactical Equipment Department. Lieutenant Colonel Vera Naipaul, aged 47, from Vehicle Support in Pretoria Central Garage. Lieutenant Colonel Alpheus Nkosibanke Maketa, aged 46, who was a technical expert in vehicle fleet. Admin Clerk Jacoba Magabatela Havenga, aged 49, who was a Chief Provincial Clerk in the New Vehicle Store, Western Cape. SAC Marcel Juan Mani, aged 33, who was the Chief Provisioning Clerk to Brigadier Ramanjulam. Krishna Chetty, aged 62, who was arrested in Centurion. Krishin Chetty, who is 38, arrested in Centurion. Lorette Jobert, aged 44, who is the owner of Fatika Trading, was arrested in Mountain View in Pretoria. Marika Jobert, aged 24, also arrested in Mountain View in Pretoria. Volin Prithviraj, son of Kumarasan, also arrested in Pretoria. The pending arrest of Lieutenant Colonel will bring the total to 10 number of police officers arrested. General Sithole praised the task team from the zest and determination they showed in the pursuance of this investigation. I have been kept abreast of this extensive and very complicated investigation since its inception, said General Sithole. I am confident that the cases against the arrested suspects are watertight, he added. The suspects are expected to appear in courts yet to be determined. We cannot rule out the possibility of more arrests being affected in this matter, adding that corruption within the SAPS will neither be condoned nor tolerated, concluded the general. In Eastern Cape, the police are seeking community assistance. A 63-year-old man was shot and killed at his home in Mission Locality Mqekezweni AA in Biki last night at about 8:30 p.m. It is alleged that the deceased and his wife heard gunshots outside and afterwards they noticed bullets entering through the window of their room. Afterwards, two unknown gunmen kicked the door open and fired several shots at the deceased and stabbed him on his upper body. He succumbed to his injuries. Multiple cartridges of a pistol and sharp instruments were picked from the scene. The motive for his killing is not yet known, and anyone with information may contact Lieutenant Colonel Nceba Mshiyo on 071-475-2292 or may contact our Crime Stop line on 08600-10111 and the information will be treated with confidentiality. In another incident, a 76-year-old man and his 56-year-old girlfriend were shot and killed at Hwaju locality in Mvezo AA last night at about 8:30 p.m. It is alleged that the pair were sleeping in their room when an unknown gunman kicked the door and opened fired shots, killing them instantly. It is further alleged that the neighbors who heard the gunshots went to the homestead to investigate and found them already dead. Several pistol cartridges were picked from the scene. Motive for their killing is yet unknown and no arrest as yet. Anyone with information may contact Captain Mshumi on 082-442-0585 or contact Crime Stop Line on 08600-10111 and the information will be treated with confidentiality. We condemn and discourage the senseless killing of people. We request that anyone with information that may lead to the arrest of these suspects to come forward, said the District Commissioner Major General David Kanuka. And also in the Eastern Cape, Walmer police arrest house robbery suspects. Getting to know the community you serve is important for any police officer, especially when the law-abiding citizens are targeted by criminal elements within the community. On Wednesday, the 3rd of June 2020, SAPS Walmer crime prevention members arrested two suspects allegedly involved in two house robbery cases during the early hours of the morning. It is alleged that at about 1, the two complainants, both 38-year-olds, are security officials working on a machinery company at Arlington Tip. The first complainant was sleeping in his room when he heard somebody kicking his door open. Two men entered and pointed at him with knives. They demanded money and his cell phones. As he was attempting to get up from his bed, one of the men stabbed him on the right side of his upper lip and also on his left arm. They took his cell phone and cash. They left and went to the next room where they also kicked the door open and the complainant jumped out of bed and ran to the door. Two suspects with knives were standing at the door. One suspect tried to stab him, but he managed to ward him off and ran out of the room. During the course of the day, Walmer crime prevention members were on the lookout for one suspect who was known. At about 6 p.m., the 28-year-old suspect was arrested and the cell phone was recovered. Further investigations led to the arrest of the second suspect, who was also a 28-year-old in Walmer location. Both suspects have been positively linked to the house robbery and attempted house robbery cases. Police are also probing possible links to other house robbery cases in the same location. The suspects are expected to appear in court soon. Mount Road Cluster Commander Major General Thembelihle Phathekile applauded the members for pursuing the suspects, which resulted in their speedy arrests and the recovery of the stolen items. And also in the Eastern Cape, a brother was arrested for murder. Msobomvu police arrested a 24-year-old man for alleged murder of his sister, aged 28. It is alleged that the deceased was a disabled person and she was staying with another woman who was employed to look after her. The guardian left the 28-year-old woman to buy airtime. The 28-year-old woman and her guardian were staying at Smart Singonyama informal settlement near Mchubakazi town in Butterworth. When the guardian came back to the shack, she found the deceased being covered with a blanket with upper body injuries. A swift investigation of the case led to the arrest of the suspect. The murder was committed on Wednesday, the 3rd of June, at about 1:30. The 28-year-old woman passed away on the scene. The motive behind the murder is not yet clear at this point in time. The suspect was arrested at Smart Singonyama informal settlement near Mchubakazi Township in Butterworth. He has been charged with murder and will appear before the magistrate's court on a murder charge. The identity of the deceased will be withheld as some of her close relatives are yet to be informed about the murder. In the Northwest, four accused appear in court for alleged stolen railway tracks worth 8 million rands. This is a media statement from the Directorate for Priority Crimes Investigations, the Hawks. Gerhardus Janse van Vuren, Christian Janse van Vuren, 35, Elliot Mostert, 40, and Mario Mulanga, 40, appeared before the Stilfontein Magistrates Court on Wednesday, the 3rd of June, in connection with alleged stolen Transnet railway tracks worth approximately 8 million rands. The railway tracks were reported stolen from Orkney in July 2018. Information was followed up by the police, resulting in the disruptive operations being conducted at the business premises belonging to the first accused. During the search on the premises, railway tracks weighing more than 130,000 kilograms were allegedly found and subsequently seized for further investigation. The four accused were subpoenaed to appear in court, where they were charged with damaging of essential infrastructure and theft of ferrous metals which formed part of the essential infrastructure. The matter was postponed to the 1st of July at Klerksdorp Regional Court for reallocation. And our last story looks at a police minister vindicated in a court bid against public protector report regarding witness protection. In August 2018, a report by public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane accused the Minister of Police, General Peggy Cele, of gross negligence, improper conduct and maladministration in Pretoria. This for what she termed failure by Minister Cele and the South African Police Service to protect the lives of two whistleblowers from KwaZulu-Natal. The informants, Thabiso Zulu and Leslie Stuta, were witnesses in her investigation into alleged multi-million rand corruption in the Umzimkulu local municipality. The report claimed that there had been undue delay on the part of Cele and the police in providing personal protection to the two men who were living in fear of their lives. In the report, Mkhwebane stated the failure by the police minister and the police to act exposed the duo to assassination attempts. The public protector even went as far as ordering the president to reprimand Minister Cele for what she termed a lapse in judgment. General Cele has always been vocal about his serious reservations on the findings and proposed remedial actions by the police by the Office of the Public Protector. This is the very reason why he decided to take the report under judicial review. In what is becoming a familiar sight, yet another court has declared a report by the public protector invalid. This time, the North Gauteng High Court has found the public protector to have misdirected herself in saying the South African Police Service should provide personal protection to the two witnesses. In a separate but related matter, the same court granted an order on the 26th of March which stated that Thabiso Zulu is only entitled to witness protection provided by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development and not the SAPS. In light of that ruling, the judicial review brought forward by Minister Cele was heard on Wednesday, the 3rd of June, concluded that the public protector's report should be declared invalid and set aside. Minister Cele has welcomed the outcome, saying the turn of events has vindicated the South African Police Service and restored its integrity, especially since the public protector's report swayed the public's opinion to come across as if the SAPS was simply dragging its feet in protecting whistleblowers. The police minister has called on the Office of the Public Protector to exercise due diligence in her findings, especially pertaining to structures of government. It always has been clear that while protection of witnesses is paramount, it remains the sole responsibility of the National Prosecution Authority as stated in the Witness Protection Act. The public protector should have known this, concluded Cele. Minister Cele remains empathetic to the plight of witness to the plight of witnesses in any matter that seeks to bring about justice and root out acts of corruption, misappropriation of taxpayers' monies. He believes they must be protected at all costs. For more updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on socials. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.